good co-op games can be pretty hard to find, but we have a fantastic list for you today. You see, I was recently watching the Game Award nominations for this year and was incredibly disappointed in the only two categories that focused on multiplayer games. So today we're going to talk about our top five couch co-op games from this year.
Number five on our list is the only one that was actually nominated for Best Multiplayer. TMNT Shredder's Revenge is a fast-paced beat-em-up with support for up to six players locally or online. It is heavily inspired by the classic Turtles in Time arcade game and gives you the opportunity to play as any of the Turtles, April, or Splinter. This game is littered with TMNT references and really gives you the feel of that old-school arcade while bringing a more polished modern touch.
We were incredibly excited for this one and had a great time playing it when it finally released after a couple of delays. Each character has their own unique fighting style and are really fun to experiment with. Working together mostly involves watching each other's backs, but you do occasionally get to make choices on who gets the health item, and you can revive each other when downed.
While the game was enjoyable to play and makes a great party game, it relied a lot on its big IP and nostalgia to work its way into people's hearts. As neither of us really ever got into TMNT, we rated it solely on gameplay, which left it at the respectable position of number 5 on our list. Better than many games this year, but definitely not the top.
At number 4, we have a very hectic and communication-heavy game, very reminiscent of the Overcooked playstyle. Fueled Up is an absolute blast of space-themed levels and sometimes overwhelming disasters. The game will have you frantically trying to repair holes in the ship, manufacture fuel for the engines, and bring power cells to the airlocks before they blast open and suck everything, including you, out to space.
Of all the Overcooked-inspired games, this one is definitely near the top. The amount of things that can go wrong and that you have to worry about and juggle at the same time is just fantastic. It will really push your communication and coordination skills to the limit, whether that is trying to frantically dispose of meteorites before they explode all over the ship, or hopping into the moving bits and pieces of the ship at the right time so you don't leave one part or another unattended, you are bound to enjoy this thrilling adventure.
While the game in and of itself requires a lot of communication and coordination of who will handle which tasks, you also have to stand on pressure plates to open doors for each other, or pull levers that open one door and lock the other player in another room. It's a tricky game to get a hold of, but with support for up to four players locally or online, it makes a great party romp or a date night. Though an important note is that while the game has absolutely fantastic co-op mechanics, it did occasionally get pretty frustrating trying to handle everything at once, and we would have to take a break just to come back later after we had calmed down for a day or two.
Smack dab in the middle of our list, we have the Aquapocalypse in Ship of Fools. This is a roguelike game that honestly may have been higher if we were bigger fans of the genre. But alas, we like to have more victories than losses. Up to two players become the only fools brave enough to sail the stormy seas and battle the nasty sea monsters causing trouble there.
The game features an interesting system where you get to choose which tile to move to next, until eventually reaching the boss at the end of the level. This gives you the opportunity to plan exactly what you need. Whether you want to pick up some shields for more defense, some lumber to repair your ship with, or any of the other options, there are a bunch of fools to unlock, each with their own trinkets that give them unique abilities. And after repeatedly failing enough times, you will eventually unlock and upgrade enough things to lead you to victory.
The combat is hectic, but quite enjoyable, featuring a mix of whacking enemies with your paddle and moving the two cannons aboard the ship to fire at monsters intent on dragging your ship into the deep dark below. In way of roguelites, this had more focus on cooperative elements than others we have played. We really needed to work together to defend the ship from all sides. Ryrie would load my cannons for me while I took on the job of whacking anyone who got too close to our ship.
Second to best of this year's co-op games is Escape Academy, a two-player game that takes real-world escape rooms and makes them in digital form, with much higher stakes. You play as a pair of students studying the art of escape and will need to solve puzzles, find clues, and share everything you discover in order to escape each bit of trouble you find yourself in. Very often, those sticky situations mean the difference between life and death, and they did a great job at causing a real sense of urgency. The virtual experience was great at replicating a real escape room.
The puzzles are clever and varied and never felt repeated. We often had to find the combination to a lock, but there was always some different way of discovering the combination. The puzzles felt really well balanced, never too hard or too easy. So when we did have trouble, we would often realize just how simple it was after solving it. While many situations were often life and death, failing only meant we got to have some extra time added on. We also really appreciated that the story felt like it had enough context to help us know what was going on, but it didn't go on for so long that we got bored and sick of it.
While there are other games similar to this that we really loved, such as Operation Tango or the We Were Here series, those games only offer online play, while Escape Academy offers couch co-op or online play. While it occasionally made me feel stupid, we had a great time with it as a date night type of game that worked out to be a great cooperative puzzle solving experience.
Number one on our list is the only game that kept us constantly coming back for more every single night. Nobody Saves the World is an action-adventure dungeon crawler type game, and not only is this our co-op game of the year, but it also found its way into our top 5 co-op games of all time. The game tells a great story with a bunch of fun and amusing side quests along the way. You play as Nobody, and as the title suggests, your journey is all about saving the world from calamity.
With a freshly pilfered wand, you learn how to transform into numerous different forms throughout the entire game, from a knight and an archer to a rat, zombie, and dragon. Unlocking these forms was so fun and incredibly engaging. Each one came with its own unique quests to complete and would allow you to get into different areas, not to mention the immense amount of abilities they unlocked. While each form has their own attacks and passive abilities, as you level up further, you start getting to switch skills and attacks around to create fully custom forms for whatever your needs may be. That means combining the magician's summoning ability with the knight's blocking ability, so you can simply summon bunnies to do your will and block any incoming attacks, or whatever other combinations you can think of or desire.
There are a ton of dungeons throughout the map to fight through, tons of secrets hidden in the overworld, and the combat was just super enjoyable. We really enjoyed working together in this one, as we were able to protect each other, equip complementary skills, and try our best to stay alive until the other was revived.
There are a ton of other fantastic games that released this year, so go click right here to check them out and enjoy sharing them with others. And if you want to see all of the reviews of the games we talked about today, those will be in a playlist here once all of our reviews are out. We love you guys. Y'all are awesome.